What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a very special edition, special week of the Rob Brown Show here on The Fan Upstate, presented by our friends at Ingles. We are live at SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia, at the College Football Hall of Fame. And it has been an absolutely spectacular week here at the College Football Hall of Fame. I'm NGL, your boy's tired because it has been an absolute grind the last couple of days. I've been in this building 12 to 14 hours every day, and this is not a complaint because, you know, if I got to spend 12 to 14 hours in an office, the College Football Hall of Fame ain't a bad office to have to spend 12 to 14 hours in. But it's been a slog. We are happy to do it.
You got nice bathrooms, I'm sure.
Oh, beautiful bathrooms.
You got great bathrooms. You got food whenever you want it. You got drinks whenever you want it.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, I think one of the best perks of the job of all time has been a fridge available at all hours of the day, stocked to the brim of three things. Number one, now they took my bottle. Number one, I appreciate good bottled water, because there's bad bottled water out there. And yes, before you start with me, I don't even want to have the debate. Bottled water tastes different. And there's good bottled waters, and there's bad bottled
waters. Well, it depends on if you're getting spring or if you're getting drinking, which is just like tap water that they put in a bottle. So yeah, you can tell the difference.
Yep. And I am going to tell you that y'all know me, and while there are a lot of jokes out there, I'm not a bougie dude, except for about the things that I am. My suits, bougie. My sunglasses, bougie. My bottled water, bougie. Big Fiji guy. Oh, look, Lonzo. That Nats.
You finally got it. You finally got it.
I got him. That son of a biscuit finally got you.
Way to go, Daniel LaRusso.
Yeah. If I'd have done it with chopsticks, it'd have been cooler, but I'll take it. So I'm not a bougie dude. I don't think there's many. I mean, I'm not saying there's none, but like, not a lot of dudes that do this are bougie dudes, right? We're football guys. We're not bougie dudes, except where I am.
I don't know. Cole Bryce. Cole Bryson might be a little.
Cole Bryson's a little bougie.
He's a little bougie. Yeah.
He offsets it with you know, killing animals on weekends for fun. Like he's got that redneck in him still too, but. You know, not a bougie guy. So when it comes to my bottled water, they got great bottled water here. They got the Hydro Core. Like, it's great bottled water. The rest of the fridge, I'm going to tell you right now, Zoe, not that you won me over, but just know I'm on your team. I am now officially locked in. Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, pardon me. Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar is the best Zero Sugar.
Over it.
I know, man. Yeah. I'm emotional talking about it. Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar is the GOAT sugar-free soda, right? Like, I think we're on the same page here.
Yeah, it's better than Diet Coke, better than
I like Coke Zero a lot.
See, I like it better than Coke Zero, for sure.
But I agree. Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar, best zero sugar soda there is, stocked to the brim. And the third thing that I did not even see was in that fridge, and I'm a little mad about it until today. And I would only have like one of them a day because your boy is, even with unlimited food here, like I'm trying to maintain, right? Like I got down to 205. I'd like to get back down to 200, but I'm pretty happy hanging it out around where I'm hanging out at. But Zoe, they have Crush Orange and Grape Soda in the fridge.
Haven't had one of those in a long time.
Oh, dude, I haven't either.
By the way, they're better in a bottle.
I don't disagree with that either. For the record, every soda is better out of a glass bottle. That's not even a discussion. Every soda is better out of a glass bottle. And if you want the now, if I'm drinking a sugar soda, like a regular soda, Hecho en México Coca-Cola, Mexican Coke in a glass bottle, is the best. It's just the best thing because they make it with a pure cane sugar. It's not the processed sugar.
Well, that was Exing, but I'll take it. I'll take it off of there.
Now. I didn't know it was Exing. I'm just saying. Like, I'm so much of an influencer that I hadn't even said it yet, and people were talking about it. Coke Zero, or excuse me,
apparently your president is also a fan of it. So
Mexican Coke?
Yes.
Good. Hey, look, at least we got something we agree on. Mexican Coke is the goat Coke. There's no doubt about that. But as far as the zero sugars go, Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar is the goat. Now, here's what I'd like to get to here. I don't care. Respectfully to our friends at ESPN who are obviously here and representing exceptionally well. I had to wait an extra hour yesterday for Ben Watson to do our interview, which I'm going to play for you in the final segment of this hour. I had to wait for Ben Watson. The lady from ESPN comes over and she goes, hey, I'm going to get you Ben, but we're going to have to push you back like an hour. Are you still going to be here? Is that okay? And I said, yep, no problem. That's fine. Do you mind if I ask why? And she said, yeah, the producers in Bristol decided they wanted Ben on a SportsCenter hit, a couple of SportsCenter hits during the daytime. And I'm like, oh, cool. Prioritize SportsCenter over the Rob Brown Show. That's awesome. Thanks, dudes. But Ben did come sit down. Great guy. Phenomenal conversation. I'm going to play you our interview with him a little bit later on in the radio program. With all due respect to our friends at ESPN, I don't care about the ESPYs. All right? I just don't. If they're on and there's literally nothing else on and nothing better to do, sure, I'll watch them. I don't really care. It has nothing to do with host or anything. I actually think Shane Gillis is pretty funny. I think his show on Netflix right now, Tires, I'm thoroughly enjoy Tires. There's some letdown episodes. There are also some that are laugh out loud when you're by yourself. If something can make you laugh out loud when you are by yourself, that's the definition of funny to me. Some of those episodes have been great. I like Shane Gillis a lot. I know he kind of treads into territory that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. I think he does it in good-natured fun, and I think he walks the walk to prove that. It's nothing to do with the host. It's nothing to do with the athletes, obviously. Like, I watch all kinds of stuff that involves athletes that ain't athletics. If they gather the athletes, I'm interested in whatever it is. It's an award show where the awards are treated as if they are the biggest thing in sports, but it's like one company, one group of people that are voting on this thing. So it's like, okay, fine, if it's on, if there's nothing better to do, I'll watch it. But I had a ticket to go watch Atlanta United versus Chicago Fire last night, and when I got back to the hotel and dropped off my radio equipment and, you know, was like, all right, am I going to this game or not? Somebody texted me, and they were like, yo, Shane Gillis is hosting the ESPYs. Are you going to watch? And I was like, no, I think I'd rather go to an MLS game between two bad teams. Like, Atlanta's, I think, fourth or fifth for a team that won the MLS title, what, two, 3 years ago, fourth or fifth from the bottom of the table. The team's just not very good. Chicago's kind of sitting, hanging out bottom middle of the table, like a mid team and a bad team. And yet I'm taking a free ticket to go. And also I wanted to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which I'm going to talk about here in a couple of minutes because everything they say about that stadium is true. It is fantastic. Y'all know I hate an Atlanta Falcon. Arthur Blank killing it at Mercedes-Benz Stadium right now. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I'm just not an ESPYs guy. However, there was one segment last night that I wish I would have seen live. I'm going to play you the audio from it, courtesy of our friends at ESPN. They paid homage to an absolute legend. Now, I'm not going to sit here and play the rest of it, but what I will say is, and this probably isn't going to show, but I'm like The Rock.
Stop it, Dwayne.
Goosebumps.
Stop it, Dwayne.
This is mine now, Dwayne. This is mine now. You've given it up.
You got to slap your arm. Slap it. There you go.
It's mine now, Dwayne. That's my thing now. All right? You forfeited all things The Rock. You're just Dwayne now. That's my thing now. So when McAfee came up after Lee Corso was done speaking and he said strike the band, the USC Trojan marching band came out from the side of the stage and through the crowd and, of course, played the classic ESPN College Game Day theme for Lee Corso, but that wasn't it. They also had a bunch of college kids, college fans come out, and they had the Lee Corso, big head on a sticks, and they had the big signs telling Corso how much they loved the guy. And I genuinely think it was a surprise to Lee, because in the moment that I think I appreciated the most, the camera shows the USC marching band, and then it shows the audience, and they got Chris Berman out there and all these great college athletes, and up on stage is Kirk Herbstreit, and Dez and Pat are all up there. And once the kids get up there with the signs and the band is playing and they're dropping the confetti, doing all the stuff to give this man the send-off that, and for the record, the send-off he deserves is going to be Texas Ohio State up at Ohio when he makes his final Lee Corso mascot head selection, which, spoiler alert, he's going to pick the Buckeyes because that was the first. You got to bookend it. I respect it.
Yeah.
And also, they're probably going to win the game. But that's just...
I don't know if that's necessarily true because I think he picked against Ohio State just as much as he picked
for them. This is it. This is the last one. This is the last one. He opened with Brutus. He's closing with Brutus. But whatever. However it goes down, that's the send-off Lee's going to deserve. But last night was the send-off that Lee Corso deserved. And when the band's playing and they show the kids up on the stage and they got the big Lee Corso head on a stick and they got all the signs and Pat and Dez and Kirk are kind of all hugged around him, they cut the camera back to Lee Corso. And I think you heard in the first minute or so of that clip when he was speaking, it is very clear, and I say this lovingly because, and I mean this, I think that Lee Corso, and I'm sure that there are other guys that would be in this conversation. Lonzo, I think Lee Corso is the guy who made it okay to have fun when you're doing sports broadcasting, right? I think he's one of the, I would say one of the guys, but I think he might be the guy because of how, at least where I come from, because of how long College Game Day has been a thing, because of how prevalent College Game Day has been as the premier destination for college football talk on Saturday mornings, because of the celebrity status of everybody who's ever been on and hosted that show, and because Lee Corso, who has always been a good college football talker, he was the first guy, at least that I am aware of, that just had fun, and he's playing with the band, and he's putting on the outfits and the big heads, and he's shooting the Boomer Sooner rifles, and he's saying bleep it on TV accidentally, I guess maybe. When he's doing all this, Lee Corso made it fun to have fun in sports broadcasting. It doesn't have to be stuffy shirt and tie. You can take the tie off. You can untuck the shirt. You can have a good time. And for me, as somebody who, if you've listened to the show for more than 6 minutes of my 17-year career, you know I take football seriously. I think I can talk X's and O's with most people in this game. I take doing jobs like I'm doing here at SEC Media Days very seriously. But damn it, it's football, it's basketball, it's baseball, it's soccer, it's hockey. It's stuff that we do to be entertained and to have fun. And I think for me anyway, in the broadcast world, I want to be fun. I don't want to be stodgy and take everything and say, oh, I can't believe I did this. I'm not saying I don't get mad at sports. I'm a Saints fan, for God's sake. They give me plenty of reasons to be mad, and that's okay because it is about emotion. But to me, the emotion I like the most, the emotion I try to spend the most time that I can experiencing is joy and happiness and fulfillment. Call me a sap. Call me a softy, whatever you want to call me. I don't care if you say I'm S-A-W-F-T, soft. I like being happy more than I like being mad. I try to be happy, joyous most of the time. And so when I get the opportunity to sit down and talk about football, I want to have a good time, even if it's not a good time. I want to make it a good time. And I feel like, and again, maybe you guys have some other names that you want to add to this list, but I feel like Lee Corso was maybe the biggest driving factor of you can take football seriously and you can be a student of the game and you can know the X's and the O's, but at the end of the day, it's a game and we have fun and we're supposed to enjoy it. And Lee just always felt like the dude that was having a great time while doing a job that he was very important and poured himself into. And I think you could see that last night, the payoff of the fulfillment of doing that for nearly 40 years on College Game Day. And even though you can hear that age has definitely caught up, the health issues have definitely caught up with Lee Corso, that voice was shaky, he's got some issues that are very clearly, with all of that being said, the smile when they turned the camera to Lee Corso and the band was playing and Patton Kirk and Dez were hugged around him and the audience was up giving the ovation and the confetti and all the stuff that was going on, the ear-to-ear smile on Lee Corso's face, I'm just telling you straight up, I know me. I didn't see it live. I saw it for the first time this morning. If I was at the crib last night watching that, Lonzo, I probably would have cried a little bit because Lee Corso has been an icon for a very long time. And even when the hell started getting to him and all through the pandemic when he was more at risk than anybody and he was doing stuff from his friggin' pool, doing mascot heads from his pool but still talking ball, this dude made it cool to have fun while you do a job that is fun to do, and I will forever love and respect Coach for that.
Yeah, you know, I agree with everything you said, and I don't care for the ESPYs. I didn't watch it last night either, but I was in another room and I heard my wife go, "Oh, cool, they brought out the band for them." And when I heard that, I went back and watched it, and it's a good send-off. Here's the thing, you know, whether you care for the lineup currently or in the past, one thing I think the majority of college football fans tune in for is for the pick segment. And if not that, if your team is playing, it's always, even if you catch the last 5 minutes, you're tuning in because you want to know who this man is going to pick.
Yeah.
Is he going to pick your team or the other team? And you know there's dread. There's dread going, oh, man, he's not going to pick my team. He's not going to pick my team. And then he does, and then there's a little bit of elation. I mean, there's power in that, and I agree. That is, he has always been so much fun, and, you know, unfortunately, everything comes to an end. I am looking forward to his final broadcast, just not because it's his final broadcast, but because it will be a celebration of him throughout the entire thing.
Michael from Simpsonville texted the show, said, "Not so fast, my friend. I had tears in my eyes as a 46-year-old. We grew up with Lee." Michael, I appreciate that text, and I'm in the same boat. I am telling you straight up, and I don't care. You can judge me however you want to judge me. Had I been watching that live last night, I would have cried at that moment. Not because of the band, not because of the cheerleaders, the song girls came out, not because of the fans with the fat heads, but because when they turned that camera for the last time to Lee Corso's face, and that dude was grinning ear to ear like it was his wedding night, and I'm talking about the wedding night part of the night, not the wedding part of the night, with that ear to ear smile on Lee Corso, it was just a fantastic moment for a guy who has been a face, maybe for years there, the face of college football broadcasting. Lee Corso is a GOAT. Lee Corso is a legend. He deserved every bit of the celebration they threw for him. And look, when you talk college football and you talk about all the things that make college football special, we always mention what? We mention the marching bands, we mention the cheerleaders, we mention the fans, all of the things that make college football special around Lee Corso. And Lee Corso, who has helped make college football special for 40-ish years, to have all of that incorporated into his farewell send-off. And again, we still got one more broadcast with Lee when he's live at Ohio Stadium for Ohio State taking on Texas. It's circled on the calendar. Even though that'll be his send-off because it's the last mascot pick, and when they get off the air, that'll be it. The send-off they gave to that man last night was not just justified. It was deserved. The guy's an icon. The guy's a legend. Lee Corso, you have done so much, not just for the game of college football, which you have and will never stop appreciating it, but as a sports broadcaster, as somebody that has been dumb enough to try to make this a career for coming up on 20 years of that now, I personally thank Lee Corso because Lee is one of the dudes that made it okay to have fun and have a good time while you do a job that should be fun and should be a good time. Lee Corso is the reason I don't like angry broadcasters, or at least one of them. Love you, Lee. Thank you for the memories, my man. We will see you one more ride in week number one. We will see you on the other side of this break. I'm going to end this hour with our interview with Benjamin Watson. When we come back here in just a minute, your thoughts on my projected order of finishing the SEC and some of the other stories that have popped up over the past couple of days here at SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia, at the College Football Hall of Fame presented by Ingles. The Rob Brown Show is live on the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate, live from the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia. Glad to be here. Day number four, final day of SEC Media Days. We will return for 2 days to our regular broadcasting schedule tomorrow. Regular show back in the studio. The same will be true on Monday of next week. Then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, we will be live at the ACC Media Days in Charlotte, North Carolina. Very much looking forward to that. I will head up on Monday evening, get all set up at the Omni Hotel downtown, and then we will rock and roll through 3 days of ACC football. And a lot to be addressed in the Atlantic Coast Conference this year. A lot to be discussed in the Atlantic Coast Conference. We talked earlier about the comments of Lane Kiffin. I'm going to circle back to that later on in the show. Lane said he heard an SEC coach who played Clemson last year, which means it's either Kirby Smart, Shane Beamer, or Steve Sarkisian. Lonzo and I both have our money on Kirby Smart. Said he overheard a college football coach in the SEC who played Clemson last year say, "Give me a Clemson on my schedule over an SEC team every single week." My takeaway was that's not a slight at Clemson. That's not a shot at Clemson. That's a shot at the ACC as a whole. The point that Clemson does not play a meat grinder. And I do believe the SEC this year. You know me. You've been listening to me for 5 years here in the upstate of South Carolina. I have always pushed back against the SEC is just clearly better than everybody. The 16th best team in this conference could beat the best team in any other, yada, 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 yada. I do think this year it's stacked. I think this year there are two front runners in Georgia and Texas. And then I think the next eight teams are all good teams that could all end up within one game of each other when it's all said and done. So the ACC is going to have to start answering for that. I think there need to be questions next week, and I will ask a few of them when we start getting our interviews scheduled and slated at the conference. I do think that the ACC is going to need its coaches and its players out there on the forefront saying, here's how we're going to get better. Here's how we're going to improve. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to pick it up this year so that we aren't, I don't want to say a laughingstock conference, but if what Lane Kiffin said is true, and an SEC coach who played Clemson last year said, give me a Clemson on my schedule over any SEC team any week, I don't think that's a shot at Clemson. I think that's a shot at the fact that when you look at the ACC top to bottom, at this point, Clemson is, and this is fair because Clemson, I think, is a national championship contender this year legitimately. It's Clemson at the top. Then there's Miami, who, like I said, I think they've got talent to be a deep playoff team. I don't know if I'm ready to say championship team with the loss of Cam Ward and the addition of Carson Beck, but I don't know where I'm at Carson Beck. Like I said, I think with a lot of quarterbacks, you can look at the situation and say I have questions, and Carson Beck is one. I think if we've talked about this, if Carson Beck was a Heisman pick this year, was a Heisman finalist selection this year, I think Georgia, a school that has zero issue with money, as also pointed out by Lane Kiffin because he's an internet troll with a job. If Carson Beck was going to be a frontrunner for the Heisman this year, Georgia would have found the amount of zeros that they had to put on a paycheck to Carson Beck to get him to tell whatever Cavendish when he's dating and isn't dating anymore, hey, why don't you just hang out in Athens? You'll be a legend here. If we win a natty this year with you as our quarterback, you'll be a legend. You're not winning one at the University of Miami. So I don't know what he's going to be. I'm not a big Carson Beck believer, TBH, but Miami's up there in that mix as well. Florida State, 2-10 last year. Most embarrassing year in the history of that franchise, of that program last year. A lot of people seem to think that they will bounce back this year. Not bounce back into the playoffs, not bounce back into the ACC title game, but a lot of people think that Florida State will be a, at worst, 6-6, maybe 7-5, maybe 8-4 team this year under Mike Norvell, mainly because if it's anything else, he's getting fired. But they went back to the portal this year. They brought in a lot of talent, and I would like to think that Mike Norvell is going to be able to look back at everything that went wrong with that team last year and say, here's how we fix everything. We will find out. We will see what happens. But even if they are a huge bounce back team, they're going to be an 8-4 team. Is that a playoff team? Not out of the ACC. Out of the SEC, like maybe that gets you the 12 seed, maybe the 16 seed when we get there, but not out of the ACC. So the conference is down. And I think the point from Lane Kiffin is the conference is down. Clemson doesn't have to go through a meat grinder. They don't get to experience the old iron sharpens iron philosophy that most of us hold to be true in the landscape of college football. And if all of those things are true, Clemson just doesn't get to the point where they are playing their best football until it's time to play your best football in the playoffs, right? I think last year against SMU in the ACC title game, Clemson learned a lot about itself. I just think, unfortunately for Clemson, they got stuck against one of the best teams in football in Texas in round one, right? Had they caught a Boise State, I think they win that game. Had they caught a SMU, I think they would have won a second game in a row against SMU. I think there were some teams in the playoffs Clemson clearly beats. I also think last year's team, which was hurting at wide receiver, just wasn't ready yet. So circling back around to the beginning of the point, I don't think the commentary from Lane Kiffin that's been playing and everybody on Radio Row right now has talked about it at some point during their AM show. I don't think it was a shot at Clemson. In fact, if anything, it not only was a shot at the ACC, I think it was to some degree almost the point that Clemson is so much better than everybody else in that conference right now that it's rare they're going to be challenged. And I think, again, we all kind of agree that you learn the most about yourself and you learn the most about what you're capable of and what you can do when you face adversity and when you face it regularly. If you're not challenging yourself, you're never going to be the best version of yourself. And I kind of think that was the point. Like, there's not much Clemson can do about it. Like, they can't challenge themselves more. They've added Notre Dame as an every year opponent for a dozen years. That's a good start. But, like, outside of that, they can't do anything about it. I think next week at ACC Media Days, when we are live in Charlotte, North Carolina, there are going to have to be questions, too. Jeff Rom at Louisville, to Mike Norvell at Florida State, to Mario Cristobal at Miami. How do you guys get your programs up there with Clemson so that this conference not only is respected, but so that if your team becomes a playoff team, you've been challenged week in and week out, and you feel like you're playing your best ball going into the playoffs, which is not the case for the last couple of years for ACC squads. All right, when we come back here in just a minute, I got an opportunity yesterday to sit down with Benjamin Watson, a former Georgia Bulldog, longtime NFL tight end, and now member of the SEC Network. We talked a little bit about the Gamecocks. I'll play that for you next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It is the Rob Brown Show live on the Fan Upstate, presented by our friends at Ingles. We are at the College Football Hall of Fame in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Boy, resting, rallying, recovering, spent some time last night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for a little Atlanta United v. Chicago Fire. Good time had by all. We're going to talk about that. Also going to tell you that coming up in the very next segment of the show, we are going to be joined by somebody that I have been listening to for a very long time. Very excited to be joined on the program by Chris Gordy, the host of Locked On SEC. You know, you got a lot of Locked Ons that cover individual schools. Chris Gordy, they said, no, you're good enough. You're doing the whole damn conference, all right? So Chris Gordy of Locked On SEC going to join us in the next segment, and we will talk to him about the South Carolina Gamecocks and the conference at large. Yesterday, Rob Brown got the opportunity to sit down with another member of the SEC Network, that man being Benjamin Watson, former Duke Blue Devil, ended up playing his best ball for the Georgia Bulldogs, of course, spent many, many years in the NFL, played for Bill Belichick and the Patriots for a number of years, played for my New Orleans Saints for a few seasons, including a couple of our most recent playoff runs. Now, he is a regular host on the SEC Network. Ben Watson sat down with me for a few minutes yesterday to talk about the Gamecocks, Lenora Sellers, the state of the SEC, and the state of college football at large here is my interview with the SEC Network's Ben Watson. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is right here on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina. And now joining us, a young man, he's got a little experience in the South Carolina market, played a little high school ball in Rock Hill before he's made his way to Duke, to the University of Georgia, and then to the NFL for a very successful career as a tight end. Now with the SEC Network, Ben Watson joining us on the show. What's up, big dog? How we doing?
Hey, man, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Coming down the road from Greenville, about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
You know this, I know this, and I'm pretty sure people listening have figured out, if we have tricked people into giving us money to do this job, you take the road trip, you know?
Exactly. Minus that traffic. So make sure you drive up 85 at the right time.
That's exactly it. Let's start by talking a little bit about this, Ben. I had your coworker Peter Burns on yesterday, and he made a point that I thought was kind of interesting. He said, if you look back at the last few years, 2020, media days, dealing with COVID, 2021, transfer portal was just getting into place. Then we had NIL coming into place. Then we had conference expansion. Kind of feels like this is the first media days in half a decade. Kind of feels normal. Kind of feels like we're just talking about football.
Yeah, well, we were just talking earlier. We're like waiting for the news. Like, what's the big news going to happen? Like, who's joining the conference? What's the bomb that's going to happen at SEC media days? And you're right. Now we're talking football. I think that, you know, the landscape has kind of played itself out. I think for coaches, they understand, you know, how things are going to operate. They're used to being in the NIL transfer portal world, where I think for a lot of them there was an adjustment. One of the biggest things that is new is this idea of having a GM. I think about 12 out of the 16 teams have a GM or some sort of GM. And so over the last couple of years, that's kind of the newest thing that I think the adjustments that have been made because of the last couple of years of NIL and transfer portal. Now teams are figuring out, okay, how are we going to navigate this? How are we going to best serve our student athletes? And how are we going to be fiscally responsible while allowing the coaches to do the football side of it and not the business side of it?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting. When NIL and the portal really started to get going, one of the things I pointed out that was a lot of coaches were upset pushing back against it, and I kind of made the argument. I think it's fair that a lot of coaches were upset because their job just got a lot harder.
Yeah.
But now they're bringing in dudes. And I know that there are people that go, if you make it too much of an NFL model, it kind of takes away from what makes college football special. But I disagree. At the end of the day, what makes college football special is what happens on Saturdays when the cheerleaders and the band come on the field and the fans are chanting and all that good stuff. So I understand it's a big deal, but at the end of the day, man, like I don't feel like the game we all know and love has really changed all that much, even if the structure around the business of it has.
That's an unusual opinion, I would say, because a lot of people have been upset about it.
Sure.
But I agree with you. When I look at what I've seen the last year from college football, when I look at the epic games, you know, when you see Georgia going to Texas, you know, you see South Carolina at Clemson, like all those games are still intact. Like they're still exciting. Even if the players are getting paid, they're still exciting. You know, it comes down to, in football, are you going to hit somebody in the mouth or are you going to get hit in the mouth? Right. So I don't care like how much you're getting paid. Football kind of makes you play hard, you know, because if you don't, you might get hurt, right? So I do agree that we have to protect our athletes, their well-being. There are a lot of people, whenever you introduce finances into anything, there are going to be people with ill intent. And these are still kids. You know, they're still minors. And so it does add an extra burden, I think, on universities and football programs to protect their players from some of these things while still allowing them to benefit from some of the fruits of their labor. That's a whole other department that's been added for a lot of programs. But I do think when you look at the last several years and you look at the excitement around college football, I mean, it's at an all-time high. And especially here in the SEC, we've got new rivalries brewing. We've got old rivalries being restored, some of them being ended. But the fan base is still, I think, really excited about what they're seeing on Saturdays.
Talk to me a little bit about that. You obviously have a unique perspective being on the network, being up close and personal and hands-on with coaches, players, and fans as well. I've said this year, what's got me excited more than anything else is it feels like parity in this league is as good as it's been in a long time. Because, yeah, you've got Texas and Georgia, and they're kind of prohibitive odds-on favorites by everybody. But I was looking down earlier today when we voted on our projected order of finish, and I'm like, They could win it. They could win it. Florida could win it. South Carolina could win it. Tennessee under Josh Heupel could win it. It feels like this league, which has always been a very good league, is now as deep of a league as it's been in a long time. Do you kind of have the same read on it?
Yeah, I think some of the talent has spread out. I think if you are a fan of one of the upper echelon teams, you're not happy about that. I'm an analyst, but I'm also a Georgia fan, so I'm not happy about I'm not happy about talent being spread out. You know, same if you say like Alabama and others. But I look at about four teams that I think, hey, it's kind of a toss up. Then also see kind of middle tier teams that you're right. If the ball bounces one way or another, or if you know the referees get a call right in Columbia, you know, against an LSU team on an interception.
Oh, you had to make that one fresh, didn't you?
I was screaming on the top of the table at SEC Network.
Yeah.
Like, this is unacceptable.
I remember.
Like, this changes the entire trajectory of this program because of something that a referee did, you know. But I'm saying that that's how close things are for all the teams. You know, a call goes this way, a call goes that way, the ball bounces the wrong way. And so that's exciting, though. For viewerships, I think people don't like to see blowouts. People want their team to win.
We like competition.
Yeah, but they like competition.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right, since you brought it up, let's talk a little bit about these Gamecocks in South Carolina. You guys obviously have had plenty of chances to talk to Shane Beamer. I love this guy. I was one of those people that was kind of questionable on the hire when it got made, but he's won me over. I know he's won most of the Gamecock faithful over. What's your read on the direction of this team? Because I think he's done a wonderful job culture building and energizing that fan base. But I also think at some point, last year was a great year, but it's got to start coming with wins, and then it's got to start coming with accomplishments. Where do you see Shane Beamer in his progression as the head coach of this team?
Yeah, you got to have back-to-back successful years. At some point, people get tired of being sold hope only for it to be dashed. And so this year is really critical. And it's not easy. It's not easy. You look at their schedule. We got a tough schedule like everybody else does. But there's one thing, well, two things that happened this offseason, and we talked to Shane Beamer about it. I actually asked him this question about retaining Lenora Sellers and retaining Dylan Stewart. Like, that speaks volumes, because these are two young men who are, quite frankly, at the end of the season, they could be the two very best at their position in the nation. Not just the SEC. They could be the very best in the nation at their position. They're young players. A lot of people are trying to get them at other programs. And he found a way to retain those two players as cornerstones of his program. That not only helps your team, you know, perform, but it also is a recruiting tool. And so there comes a point in time for every program where they shift from, we had a good year, but then we had a bad year, to we're starting to stack subsequent good years, successful years with wins. But it's also, look who we have on our team. Look at the caliber of players that we have on our team. Oh, if you come here, you can be like them too. And so that's a sign to me. And I love Shane Beamer. I love his heart, his passion. I love the way he honored his wife, you know, singing the song to her, and like the way he has his family around. Like, I love all that about him and his family. But I hope for them this is a, you know, maybe a sea change, you know, and then moving to kind of that next level of sustained success over multiple seasons.
Sure. I'm getting the rap sign. So 30-second answer. I've said a number of times, as goes Lenoris this year, go the Gamecocks. If he's Heisman finalist, they could get in the playoffs. If he's not, maybe it's not the year they wanted. 30-second answer. What is the ceiling for this football team, and what do you expect out of them?
You know, ceiling for this team, you know, this is a 12-team playoff. I think they're on the brink of that. Last year, I think they should have got in. But we didn't have a metric for it. And so I think this can be a playoff team. I think, however, a lot depends on the defense. You lost a lot on defense. The defense was a huge part of the reason why they were even in the position in the first place. So a lot depends on the ceiling for this team. Really, for me, it's not necessarily even Lenora Sellers. It's that defense getting right and being somewhat of what we saw last year. Where they lost several draft picks on that team.
The SEC Network's Ben Watson here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan. I'm saying, man, great to have you. You guys have been killing it on the net. Love watching. Keep it up. We'll see you in football season.
Thank you very much.
Ben Watson here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. We are back after this. So there you have it, Mr. Benjamin Watson from the SEC Network, kind enough to sit down and spend a few minutes with us yesterday. Look, I think he said what a lot of us have said, which is, and I made the statement yesterday that I don't know what the trigger for this will be. I don't know what the mark of it will be. I don't even know that we will be able to say when it happens. But to me, it feels like the Gamecock faithful are kind of in this spot where they believe they're ready to take that next step. And once they get to that next step, then the confidence level is just going to go through the roof for the fans in the program. And once that does, an already electric and elated fan base is going to get even better after that. But Ben Watson said, look, you got to stack back-to-back years. You need to have three good years in a row, right? Last year was a good year. We know that. Last year was a good year. And I do think the concept of good year is obviously relative to the school that you were talking about. A good year for Georgia and Texas is not the same definition as a good year for South Carolina, is not the same definition as a good year for Kentucky, is not the same definition of a good year for Vanderbilt. You got to stack three of them together. You got last year's. That's a good year. You got to follow up it up this year. And again, we've talked about if this team does not make the playoffs, to me it's about the context. I think a lot of people, both fans and broadcasters, do this thing where they don't take context of wins and losses into consideration, right? If this team goes 9-3, but all three losses are to top 10 teams and they're all by a field goal or less, then you look at it and you go, okay, we've now gotten to the point that we're winning every game we're supposed to, but what have I been saying for years is my definition of a great team. Every game you're supposed to win and half the ones you're not. That's how I know you're getting better. If you get to the point where you're winning all of the games you're supposed to win, but you're not winning any of the ones that you're not, okay, that's a step in the right direction. That's a step towards where you want to be. Now the question is, how do you take that next step from winning all the games you're supposed to a couple of the ones you're not, and then to half the ones you're not, and then eventually get to a point where you're winning all the games you're supposed to, half the games you're not, but the number of games you're not supposed to win starts to decrease, which means the number of games you can lose and still be winning half the games you're not decreases until you get to a point that you are Georgia, and there are no games that you're not supposed to win. All right, we're going to talk more about that coming up here in just a few minutes, because in the very next segment of the radio program, Locked On SEC host Chris Gordy is going to join us. Chris, fantastic. I've been listening to him. He's two tables over. Been listening to him all week, doing some incredible stuff. He's also on Sports Talk 790 in Houston, Texas. We will talk with Chris Gordy next. Before we get to that, though, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking college football recruiting all week. Five-star prospect, Lonzo with the Sports Flash.
How can I follow up that Steiner math? That was amazing. The Washington Commanders have agreed to a contract with veteran defensive end Von Miller. I'm just reluctant to talk about Von Miller, who ranks 16th on all-time sacks list and spent the last three seasons with the Buffalo Bills after spending 10 with the Denver Broncos. And I don't like either team, so whatever. MLB's all good for him, by the way. MLB's All-Star Game saw a drop in the TV ratings despite a dramatic AL comeback in the first ever swing-off to determine a winner. The broadcast was still Fox's most watched telecast since Super Bowl, peaking at 8.1 million viewers, but had an overall 3.5% drop in viewership. Three-time NBA All-Star Bradley Beal is on the move again, agreeing to a contract buyout with the Phoenix Suns and agreeing to a two-year $11 million deal with the LA Clippers. 32-year-old has a player option that allows him to become a free agent that can command a higher contract next year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.